fish in heaven? On March 25, Jesus visited with me from 6:35 a.m. to 8:50 a.m. We walked and talked together in the usual way, at the beach, over the Golden Bridge, along the winding road. After walking on the usual road for a while, the Lord escorted me to a different path, along a road that was wide and white. It looked like a highway in America, and it was lined with trees on both sides. These trees were unusually tall, and their leaves were the most beautiful I'd ever seen. As we walked, I noticed that the trees began to change their colors. It was like walking along a rainbow. The array of colors was spectacular. This road led to a hill that was much smaller than the mountain we usually climbed. From the rising crest, I noticed a silver river shining in the sunlight of heaven. Mountain ranges filled the panorama with a beauty that only heaven could produce. The mountains seemed to be forested with evergreen trees. We descended the hillside and walked to the water, where we saw all kinds of fish swimming in the river over a rocky bottom. It amused me to see fish in heaven, and I began to laugh. I was enjoying the moment so much that I stepped out and began wading in the water. I reached down and grabbed a red striped fish and lifted it out of the water. I was laughing uncontrollably, so the fish jumped out of my hands and swam to safety. Watching my former captive swim away, in total freedom, cavorting with the other fish, caused me to giggle hysterically. I grabbed another fish, this one a different color, and it jumped out of my hands as well. It was a wonderful time of joy and fun, and the Lord began to laugh with me. He began to participate in the action with me by reaching down and grabbing a large fish colored like a coat of many colors. He looked at the fish admiringly and then threw it back into the river, still laughing. It was so good to see the Lord enjoying the moment with me. I just kept on laughing, deep belly laughs, and it felt so good. The more I heard the Lord's laughter, the more I laughed. Finally, I was doubled over with laughter, but it felt so good. Jesus said,
"Daughter, you must be enjoying this. Do you like fishing?"
"I'm just enjoying being here, Lord."
"I have more fish to show you later. Do you want to catch more fish?"
"I'm laughing too hard to catch any fish, Lord," I acknowledged amid waves of laughter.
"We better go back now, my daughter. I have to take you to another place."
We left the river, and I felt so cleansed by the preceding moments of joy and laughter. The fish were fun, and I remembered, "A merry heart does good like medicine," Proverbs 17:22. I felt like I had had a dose of joy that would last me a lifetime. It was so wonderful to see my Lord taking such obvious delight in my pleasure and happiness. This experience helped me understand the verse, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Psalm 16:11. I had walked along the path of life in heaven, and I had drunk from the river of His pleasures, as the psalmist depicted. How precious is your loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Psalm 36:7-9. My joy was brimming up like a fountain and overflowing like a waterfall.